Hello. Today I want to talk about Goliath's perspective. In 1 Samuel 17, we get the story that leads to the epic battle between David and Goliath. And it seems to give us a lot of information about what's going on with David's side of the story. But Goliath's perspective is very important to not only the events of this portion of text, but the outcome. What do I mean by that? Goliath has a perspective. Goliath comes to this moment in time as a champion, which means he has proven himself, he's shown his skill and his ability, and he's respected for the fact that he is a champion. He's not some lightweight, unknown. He's the champion. Everyone knows who he is. They know his strength. They know his ability in battle. They know his tenacity and his go-for-it attitude because he's a champion. He talks, he walks, he moves. Everything about him is in the mindset of a champion. David comes along into this event where they're preparing for battle. The battle lines have been drawn, and here comes someone completely unprepared for battle. Someone that even his own army looks at him and says, "You don't fit the model. You don't fit. You're not trained. You're not prepared." But somehow they're still willing to let David go ahead and go out to battle with Goliath. That's pretty amazing in and of itself because they're trying to figure out how to put armor on David, how to make him fit and look like someone who's big enough and strong enough and powerful enough to go to war with the opposing champion. Goliath is watching all of this from the distance. He's waiting for them to send out their best, and when they see that they're sending David, he says, "What are you doing? You don't have anything better to send before me in battle?" His arrogance, because he knows he's a champion. And as the story would have it, David didn't try to replicate anyone else's model for battle, anyone else's skills for battle. David went the way that God created David to go. God had prepared David to use a set of skills that were uniquely his own set of skills. And that's what he took to battle. He even had to realize for himself that he was not supposed to fit into anyone else's model. Goliath is watching all of this, and Goliath is pretty sure that he's got the situation under control because, after all, he's the champion. He's proven himself. He fits the model. He stands in his reputation. He knows exactly what people expect to see when Goliath goes to battle. But this time, the unsuspecting David gives Goliath something that he wasn't expecting, and that was a different kind of battle. So just think today about the skills that you have and the models that other people tell you you need to fit into. I want to say to you that you're made exactly like God intended to create and design you. Your gifts, your skills are uniquely yours, and they may not fit anyone else's model, but when you seek God and do things according to what God has gifted you to do, you'll find out that there is a champion in you waiting to take down the biggest and baddest challenger along the way. Seek God, seek His will, and trust the gifts that He's given you. Don't always depend on Goliath's perspective. Look to God's perspective. That's the one that matters. Have a blessed day.